Kalim chapter 12, Mishnah 10. Chasacha chulios v'nasan chulbein chulia lechulia. If he makes the oven, an earthenware oven, laterally into rings. So he's got a whole lot of rings, and he's going to put them one on top of the other. But between the rings he puts sand. So the rings are not sitting one on top of the other. There's sand in between them. Rabbi Eliezer Matai, Rabbi Eliezer says, this kind of oven is pure. It's insusceptible to tumah, this oven. And why? Because the intervening sand renders it permanently broken. Even if it's coated, the sand between it renders it like it's permanently broken. But the rabbis disagree with him. The rabbis say that it can accept tumah. Once the sand's put there and it's been coated with its clay, so then it can accept tumah. Zeh tanur shel achna, and this was the tanur of Achna, which different ideas over here, but one is that there was a manufacturer by this name, and he used to make insusceptible ovens, according to Rabbi Eliezer's specifications. So this is one way they used to get around the whole issue of tumah, according to Rabbi Eliezer. They would make the ovens like this, and therefore they would make them insusceptible to tumah. Next case, Yoros Haravayin, the Arab vats. Shehu Chayfer Ba'aretz, this is how they used to make them. They used to dig a hole in the ground, V'tach Betit, and then they used to line the inside of the hole with clay. So says the Mishnah, Im Yachol HaTiach Lamud Bifna Atzmo, if the clay is able to stand by itself, right, without the walls, if you imaginary dug the ground away from it, if it would still stand, then Tumah, then it is able to accept Tumah. Vimlav, but if not Tahor, then it is not able to accept Tumah. It's not then considered like its own structure. Vizeh Tanurushil Ben Dina, and this was the oven of Ben Dina. He says the Kati was a notorious brigand who baked his bread in a makeshift oven, because he was always on the run. So this is how he used to bake his bread, Ben Dina.